Hello?
Hey, Martin, how you doing?
Good, how you?
I'm doing all right. I got a new podcast that I'd like you to be a part of. You want to join me?
Oh, sure, why not?
Awesome, well, let's hit the dial. Hello, folks. From North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, this is American Songster Radio. I'm Dom Flemons. Today on the show, we talk about the first widespread sound recording medium, the phonograph cylinder. My guest, Martin Fisher, has given this antique technology a whole new life, capturing performances by contemporary musicians using his restored cylinder recording machines.
Well, that's part of the fun is to, let somebody stand in front of it and do something, whether it's recite or sing or play or just make noise sometimes. You know, they're kind of taking a little time travel trip back in their mind, you know. It's really interesting and neat, and I meet so many cool people, too.
I've had the privilege of recording with Martin myself. We'll hear a few examples from those sessions, including a very special demonstration recording we made on stage at the Knoxville Stomp Celebration in 2016. We'll have more of that song and a cylinder recording of Charmin' Betsy, one of my favorite songs, later on American Songster Radio. I'll do my best to describe for the radio audience what a cylinder recording is. So if you think of a record player, records are flat, like a little plate or a frisbee, and cylinders are shaped kind of like a soda can. And so this was the technology that Thomas Edison introduced to the world in 1877. And it works the same way. You've pretty much etched sound into this object. It rotates, there are grooves in it, and then you put a needle into those grooves, so the needle pulls that sound out and projects it out on the speakers, or in the cylinder's case, a little horn that looks like an old ear horn that they used to give to people who had hearing problems. Let me play an example of what these cylinders sound like. Some of you might remember my version of the song Charmin' Betsy from episode 3. Here's what the song sounded like when we recorded it digitally in a modern radio studio.
Going round the mountain, Charmin' Betsy. I'm going round the mountain to believe. If I never see her no more, do Lord remember me.
Now here's another recording of the same song.
I'm going around the mountain, Charmin' Betsy. Go around the mountain to leave. If I never...
This one was captured on phonograph cylinder by my guest Martin Fisher in 2015. I gave Martin a call to find out how he got interested in the process and the aesthetic of cylinder recording.
Well, I learned about cylinders when I was fairly young, actually, and I had my first cylinder player by the time that I was 9. It came under the Christmas tree on Christmas morning. It was an Amberola 30, and it was a 4-minute machine.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Even the people that are kind of into the old stuff, they don't really get into cylinders. But now, I just have to back up just a second. So you got a cylinder machine under the Christmas tree when you were 9 years old. Now, Martin, I know that you're not 130 years old, and a cylinder doesn't seem like a standard gift to receive under the Christmas tree. So, any way you can explain that just a little bit?
Well, my folks kept bugging me, you know, and asking, "What do you want Santa Claus to bring you for Christmas? You know, what do you want Santa to bring you?" And I tried to kind of divert them, you know, and all of that stuff. And I said, no big deal. I didn't even care to get anything at that time. It's like, you know, we're all together, we're family. There were four of us in the household. And so they just kept on to me and kept on to me. And about a month away, I guess, I finally said, okay, I'm going to call her bluff. And I said, have the elves to whoop me up a cylinder player.
Joy to the World, played by the Edison Concert Band.
Oh, man, what a request. And then also...
And my dad said, I looked and looked and sweated and finally found one.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. Such an early exposure to, one, to records, and then... And then, two, this older technology that I guess now, even then, it was probably pretty old-fashioned. I imagine even very old-fashioned of a technology even for that time.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they'd been gone a long time. But, I mean, there were probably, you could still find stuff around. But up until that time, even though I had always looked for sound recording stuff, I had never seen one. And I guess maybe I was... six or seven.
Wow, so that's amazing. So now, once you had this player, what, so I'd imagine, was the first notion to want to try to figure out how to record new ones after that, or was something that came on later?
No, I probably even didn't realize at that time that there were machines that were made to record. Eventually, I ended up being able to get the recorder head. You could actually buy little heads to drop into your early machines. Then you could actually cut a groove onto a like a brown wax soft composition cylinder. And I just kind of went from there. I sort of got obsessed with the idea of trying it and seeing what it was like. And then later on, a friend of mine brought a machine down for me to start using. And that was about 21, 22 years ago.
Wow.
And brought it out to a little festival that we have out at Cedars of Lebanon State Park. I play with the Nashville Associational String Band sometime, Nashville Associational String Band, and play a little bit of fiddle. And I picked it up there, but I went to that festival to actually record because he knew that I was playing around with machines. And he told me, he says, I've got one you need to use, and these are people you need to meet, you know, and they can provide you some basically subject matter. So that's how I got started really recording, and just as a fun thing. And I order new blanks from people either here in the United States or a lot of mine I actually get from overseas.
So people still make this technology. See, that's something I...
Correct.
Until I met you, I didn't think anybody even made this stuff, and you just kind of had to piecemeal everything together. Well, now, the million-dollar question, I guess, would be now, Martin, is do you have a favorite that you've done so far?
Oh, boy, you'd open up one can of worms there. Well, I have to say, Dom was right up there with the best.
Oh.
Because you sound exactly like, who's that fellow? Henry.
Henry Thomas.
Yeah, Henry Thomas. I was telling somebody else, I said, have you ever heard Dom actually, you do? No. And I says, well, he sounds exactly like Henry Thomas, and they knew who I was talking about. I said, you got to actually hear him do this stuff when he plays his quill and sings.
Oh, man, well, I appreciate that. You know, it's been a long journey figuring out how to make stuff sound natural while still sounding authentic to people who know, you know. And that's something I've always strived for. But, man, to be able to sing into that horn and hear it back, it takes you back. It really takes you back to, a time where we would usually think, oh, that's an old-fashioned time that's very far away from us. But in a certain way, you find out that the people from the past are a lot more modern than we tend to give them credit for, especially when you hear the stuff coming out of the back out of the horn at you. All of a sudden you realize, wow, I sound just like those people from 100 years ago. Well, awesome, Martin. Well, thanks for taking my call and for sharing this wonderful technology and this wonderful passion that you have with the world.
Well, sure. I thank you for having me on today.
All right. Well, we'll catch you next time around, all right?
Okay.
Now that we've talked with Martin a little bit about how he got into cylinder recordings, also kind of my experiences working with him for my own songs, this year I took it to a whole other extreme. I was organizing a concert at the Bijou Theater in Knoxville, Tennessee this year for an event called the Knoxville Stomp. Through a grant from the Friends of Knox County Libraries, we were able to take my concert, which was a solo concert, and expand it into a weekend-long celebration of the early recordings in Knoxville, Tennessee, for Brunswick Records in the late 1920s. And this included Bear Family Records releasing their box set on the Knoxville Sessions and everything like that. Really great thing. But when I first was organizing the concert with another great fellow, Matt Morlock, we decided we wanted to have a live cylinder recording on stage.
Here we are at the Modern Stomp. Here we are at the Knoxville.
We told the crowd right before we started, we said, all right, when we say Knoxville, we want you to stomp.
The audience saying, Knoxville, 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 Knoxville.
And we had them stomp 8 times, which you can hear on the recording. And then Matt and I decided to pick the two weirdest instruments that we play. So Matt plays the Jew's harp or the trump or the mouth harp, however you want to call it. And I'm playing on my old dry bones, rattling away.
Look out, Tom Lear!
And we're doing the song Mrs. McLeod's Reel, or Did You Ever See the Devil, Uncle Joe?
Did you ever go meeting Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Did you ever go meeting Uncle Joe? Did you ever go meeting Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Well, I don't mind the weather till the window blows.
Look out, Joe!
I found my ladies, how can I go?
Look out!
I found my ladies, 3 in a row!
Hey.
I found my ladies, how can I go? Well, I don't mind the weather till the window blows.
Some of the sounds came through, some of the sounds didn't come through, but it's a really amazing thing to be able to just kind of get into that wacky area where we were showing the documenting of that evening. But anyway, but without me talking more about it, here, I'll play you a little bit of the Knoxville stuff.
Is your horse a father? Whoa, 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 Uncle Joe. Is your horse a double footer, Uncle Joe? Is your horse a double footer, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Well, I don't know the weather, so I wind don't blow. I found my ladies, how can I go? I found my ladies, 3 in a row. I found my ladies, how can I go? But I don't want the weather, so the wind don't blow.
Rings like a bell.
So that was a song that was recorded at the Knoxville Stomp weekend in Knoxville, Tennessee at the Bijou Theater. And you can see we were having a hell of a time over there with Matt Morlock. Let's hear one more cylinder for the road. Here's Keep On Truckin', Mama, Truckin' My Blues Away, which I learned from Boo Hanks.
This is Don Flemons, the American Songster, February 24th, 2015, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, at the Center for Popular Music. Gonna play a little bit of Carolina stuff here I learned from Mr. Boo Hanks. Keep on truckin', Mama, Truckin' My Blues Away. Get it, Big Head Joe. Truck my blues away, oh yeah. Truck my blues away, so I say, keep on trucking, mama. Truck my blues away. Keep on trucking, baby, every night and every day. Keep on trucking, mama.
not too slow. The way I love you, mama, you'll never know. Keep on trucking, mama. Truck my blues away, oh yeah. Truck my blues away.
That was Keep On Truckin' Mama, another one of the phonograph cylinders I recorded with my guest for this episode, Martin Fisher. Well, folks, I think that's about all the time we've got this time around. I want to thank Martin Fisher for telling us a little bit about how he got into cylinder recordings, and also to congratulate him on all of his wonderful work in presenting old-time music that's actually not old but new. So anyway, till next time, folks, here's the American Songster signing off. Yoy! American Songster Radio is recorded in the studios of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. This episode was produced by David Brower, Joe O'Connell, and me, Dom Flemons, the American Songster. Thanks again to our guest, Martin Fisher, who called us from his post at the Center for Popular Music at Middle Tennessee State University. And if you want to check out some photos of me singing into the horn of one of Martin's cylinder recorders, cruise over to the American Songster section of WUNC.org. There are more episodes of this podcast up on iTunes and Google Play. For interviews, in-studio performances, and more, give them a listen. And if you like, tell a friend. I'll see you next time.